This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly feedlot trade recap for week ending April 2nd. The finished cattle trade live prices were $1 to $3 lower, with the biggest declines midweek when the CME plummeted. The weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five areas, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, was about $2.30 lower at 133.83 compared to 136.12 the previous week. The five area total cash volume was 70,000 head compared to 51,000 head the previous week. And the three biggest states for cash volume were Nebraska with 28,000 head, Kansas at 18,000 head, and Iowa, Minnesota at 15,000 head. All three together totaled 87% of the total cash volume. The five area formula sales totaled 146,000 head, with Texas at 62,000 head and Kansas at 40,000 head. The five area formula price was 220.10, and that compared to 220.60 the previous week. This is the time of the year when all weights, both live and carcass, follow their normal seasonal declines, and the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle, which includes steers and heifers, for week ending March 26th was 2 pounds lower at 1317, but that was 48 pounds higher than last year, which was 1269. The mild, dry weather since that Christmas blizzard has really helped improve feedlot performance. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending March 19th was 1 pound lower at 895, but that was 24 pounds heavier than last year, which was 871, and the five-year average was 851. To put this number in perspective, if you added 24 pounds on all finished cattle carcasses, it would be the equivalent to adding roughly 13,000 extra carcasses each week weighing 800 pounds. The choice select spread was $12.18 on Friday, which was about $2.70 higher compared to the previous Friday. Cattle are actually grading a very high percent choice and prime now due to longer feeding, better genetics, and heavier carcass weights. The percent choice prime normally declines when there are more calf feds enter the trade later this spring. And the quality grades for all regions of the U.S. averaged 75% choice and prime compared to 76% last week and 75% last year. And packers currently have 337,000 head of forward contracts for April, 148,000 head for May, and 212,000 head for June. April is down almost 30,000 head compared to last year, May is down 100,000 head, and June is down 74,000 head. The two biggest states last week to utilize forward contracts were Nebraska with 11,800 head and Kansas with 9,500 head. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.